Template building for DNB sessions at 170 BPM in Ableton Live, for beginners. Let's build a template that opens up and basically dares you to finish music. The whole point here is speed and consistency. A good template means you're not rebuilding the same routing, returns, and gain staging every session. You open Ableton, and you're immediately in write a drop mode, not where's my sidechain mode. Alright, step 0. Start clean with your global settings. Open a brand new live set. Set your tempo to 170 BPM. Turn the metronome on for now. Even if you don't use it later, it's helpful while you're setting up drums and checking timing. Now go straight to the master track, and give yourself headroom. Drop a utility as the first device on the master, and set the gain to minus 6 dB. This is a beginner power move. You're basically saying, I'm not going to accidentally slam my master while I'm still writing ideas. You can always turn it up later, but you can't undistort a clipped vibe. Next, let's add arrangement locators so your template has structure built in. Go to Arrangement View. Right-click up in the scrub area and add locators. Name them something like Intro 16, Drop 132, Break 16, Drop 232, Outro 16, Instant DNB Map. And here's the teacher tip. You'll write faster when you're making decisions inside a container. Locators are that container. Now step 1. Build the track layout with naming and colors. We're going to create groups. Think of groups like folders that keep your session clean. And later, they make mixing way easier. Create a drums group, color it red. Inside it, make tracks for kick, snare, closed hats, open or shuffle hats, perk or ghosts, and a break loop track. Create a bass group, color it purple. Inside it, make sub, mid bass reese, and optionally bass effects for one shots and weird fills. Create a music group, maybe blue or green. Tracks like chords or stabs, pad or atmos, and an optional lead or top line lane. Create an effects group, orange, risers, impacts, noise sweeps, maybe vox shots. And finally, create a reference lane, gray, for a reference track. This is not optional if you're serious about learning. A reference keeps your ears honest, especially at 170 where everything feels exciting and fast. Rename tracks clearly, not audio 14. Use names like snare main, hat CL 16, break loop. This matters when you have 40 tracks and you're trying to find what's ruining your mix at 2 a.m. Cool. Step 2. Set up return tracks. This is your space and your glue. Create 4 returns. Return A is drum room reverb. Tight. Put Ableton reverb on it. Set the decay around 0.4 to 0.8 seconds. Pre-delay 5 to 15 milliseconds. High cut around 7 to 10k. Low cut around 200 to 400 hz. And keep it 100% wet because it's a return. This return is for snare and hats, mostly. It gives the drums a shared room so they feel like one kit, not random samples. Return bead is long atmos reverb. Use hybrid reverb if you have it, or normal reverb. Decay between 2.5 and 6 seconds, pre-delay 20 to 40 milliseconds, low cut around 250 to 500 hz, and if there's a width control, go wider, like 120 to 160%. But the key rule, keep lows filtered. Long reverb plus low end equals mud, every time. Return C is tempo delay. Use delay or echo. Turn sync on. Start at 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback around 20 to 35%. High pass around 300 hz, low pass around 6 to 9k. Again, 100% wet on the return. Return D is parallel drum crunch. This is controlled aggression. Put a saturator first. Drive maybe 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on. Then drum bus. Drive 5 to 15. Crunch somewhere from 0 to 30 depending on taste. Usually turn boom off so it doesn't fight your sub. Then EQ 8 at the end. High pass around 30 hz and if it's boxy, a small dip around 250 to 400. Teacher note. Put an EQ at the end of every return as return safety EQ. Returns can quietly build up and overload the mix even when individual tracks look fine. Alright, step 3. Build the drums group with DNB ready processing. On the kick track, keep it simple. EQ 8 first. Gentle high pass around 25 to 30 hz, and if it's muddy, a tiny dip around 200 to 300. Add saturator, drive 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip on. If you want, a glue compressor with attack around 3 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2 to 1, just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. On the snare, because in DNB the snare is the anchor, do a little more shaping. EQ 8, high pass around 120 to 180 hz. If it needs presence, a gentle bell boost around 2 to 5k. If it needs air, a tiny shelf around 8 to 12k. Add drum bus, drive 5 to 12 and transients up a bit if it needs snap. Now send the snare to return A, the room reverb, around minus 12 to minus 6 dB. Send to the crunch return lightly to, maybe minus 18 to minus 10. Don't overdo it. Parallel is powerful because you can blend it like seasoning. Closed hats, EQ 8 high pass around 300 to 600 HC. Optional auto pan for subtle movement. Amount like 10 to 25%. Rate 1/8 or 1/16. This creates motion without messing with the low end, because it's hats. Open hats or shuffle, high pass 500 to 900 HC. If you want grit, a very subtle redux can work. The trick is subtle. You should miss it when it's gone, not notice it when it's on. Now the break loop track, drop in a break. Amen, think, whatever you have. Turn warp on, for general use. Complex Pro is fine. If you want sharper rhythmic slicing, use beats mode. Preserve transients, and try 1/16. Then EQ 8, high pass around 80 to 120 HC so the break doesn't compete with your kick and sub. Add drum bus, drive anywhere from 5 to 20 depending on how raw you want it. And here is a workflow upgrade. Right click the break and slice a new MIDI track, slicing by transients, using the built-in preset. Now you can reprogram the break groove while keeping its texture. That's jumble DNA right there. Step 4. Drum bus processing. Glue without crushing. On the drums group, add EQ 8 with a high pass around 20 to 30 HC. If it's cloudy, a small dip around 250 to 400. Then glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds. Release auto, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not a hydraulic press. Optionally, a limiter is temporary safety, just catching peaks while you write. Step 5. Build the bass system. This is where beginners level up fast. Split sub and mid. On the SUB track, create a MIDI track and load Waveatable or Operator. Use a sine wave, one voice. Then EQ 8 with a low pass around 80 to 120 HC. Utility next. Width to 0%. Make it mono. Add a saturator. Drive 1 to 3 dB. Soft clip on. Keep it clean and predictable. And a musical note. DNB subs often sit around F through A depending on key. The big thing is consistency. Don't write a subline that randomly jumps into notes that your speakers can't reproduce. Now mid bass, the Reese. Load Waveatable. Oscillator 1 saw, oscillator 2 saw or square. Detune slightly. Add unison 2 to 4 voices. Detune around 10 to 25%. Add auto filter, LP24 mode, because later you can automate cutoff for movement. Add saturation or overdrive for harmonics. Add chorus ensemble subtly, like 10 to 25% mix, just to widen it. Then EQ 8, high pass around 90 to 150 HC so the sub stays the sub. Then utility for width, maybe 80 to 140%, but keep the low end controlled. If you're not sure, go less wide. Wide bass is cool until your mix collapses in mono. Step 6, sidechain. Kick controls bass. On both sub and mid bass, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain. Audio from kick. Start with ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Lower the threshold until you see around 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on hits. Here's the field tip. Faster release equals more obvious pumping. Slower release equals smoother rolling bounce. DNB usually wants it tight and musical, not like a house track gasping for air. Optional. If your snare is massive, sidechain a little from snare too. But do it lightly, because you don't want the bass to disappear on every backbeat. Coach upgrade, if you want consistent sidechain no matter what kick sample you choose, make a dedicated SC trigger track. Put a tiny click or muted kick on it, set it to not output to the master, and use as the sidechain input. Now you can swap kicks freely and the pumping stays consistent. Step 7. Music and FX lines. Ready. Not busy. On pad or Atmos, high pass around 150 to 300 HC. Send it to the long reverb return. The whole job of pads in DNB is usually vibe and glue, not competing with bass. On stabs or chords, high pass around 150 to 250 HC. Use auto filter for movement if you want, and send to the delay return for rhythmic tails. On FX tracks like risers and noise, you can use operators noise or samples. Auto filter with automated cutoff is your best friend for builds, and send FX to the long reverb. Step 8. A simple pre-master chain. You are not mastering in the template. On the master, after your minus 6 utility, add EQ 8 with an optional gentle high pass at 20 HC. Optional glue compressor doing basically nothing, like 0 to 1 dB gain reduction max. Then a limiter with ceiling at minus 1 dB, just catching peaks while you write. This is for comfort, not loudness. If you find yourself needing the limiter to sound good, that's your signal to rebalance the mix. Step 9. Arrangement skeleton. This is where you get fast. Create placeholders for intro, build, drop, break, drop to, outro, and give yourself an 8-bar habit. Introduce something every 8 bars. A hat layer, a fill, a bass variation, an effects hit. If nothing changes for 16 bars at 170, it will feel like it's stuck. You can even add extra locators and side drops, like drop 1A, drop 1B, fill. This makes it easy to do 8-bar evolution, where each 8 bars has a micro variation. Optional but powerful. Add a fills toolkit track, a drum rack with snare rolls, toms, reverse cymbals, little impacts, and keep a few 1-bar MIDI clips ready. When you hit bar 32, you drag a fill in and keep moving. Step 10. Save it. File. Save live set as template. Name it DNB 170 Rolling Template V1. Now, every time you open live, you're not starting from zero. You're starting from momentum. Before we wrap, quick common mistakes to avoid. Mistake 1. Low end everywhere. Fix it by high-passing pads, effects, and breaks. Keep the sub dedicated and mono. Mistake 2. Overprocessing the drum bus. If your drum group compressor is doing like 6 dB of reduction, your drums will shrink. Use light glue, and use parallel crunch for weight. Mistake 3. Sidechain that kills the groove. Release time is the groove control. Adjust it until the track breathes. Mistake 4. Reverb on the sub. Don't. If you want space, reverb the mid-bass only, and keep the return high-passed. Mistake 5. The template becomes a monster. If you don't regularly use a track, remove it. A template should feel like a launchpad, not a spreadsheet. Now a quick template health check. 2 minutes, every time you open it. Play your reference track at a comfortable level. Confirm your master is not peaking near zero. Check your return tracks aren't feeding themselves. And verify your sub is truly mono, with at zero and no stereo devices after the utility. Last thing, a 20-minute practice exercise so you actually lock this in. Open the template. Make a 2-bar drum loop, kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4, add 16th closed hats with small velocity changes, add a break quietly behind it, write a 2-bar subline that rolls, add a mid-bass stab that answers the sub, like call and response, dial sidechain until the kick clearly punches through, add snare to room reverb, hats to a tiny delay, and drums to a tiny bit of parallel crunch, then export a quick bounce and listen at low volume. If you can still hear kick and snare clearly at low volume, you're building a mix that will translate. And that's the template. This audio version is shortened for playback.